The Reds looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Brewers. Pick things up in the first inning. Two men on for Travis Shaw facing Homer Bailey.
In the center field, Hamilton the catch, runner tagging at third. Here comes the throw to the plate. It is unbelievably in time, and the Reds outfield has done it yet again. Driven into deep left center field, hit a long way, and that's up against the wall. Two runs are going to score, and on a 3-0 pitch, a two-run double by Barnhart.
High fly ball left field. Duvall will turn, look, and watch it sail out of here. A home run for Ryan Braun gets the Brewers on the board. Arcia first pitch swinging. Fly ball hit well toward center field. Hamilton back. He'll turn and watch that one fly out of here. And it is a 4-4 game.
Did he
get enough to hit it? He did! The most unlikely Red to hit the game-ending home run.
Billy Hamilton, his first career walk-off homer, he talked afterwards.
I know he was one of the tough pitchers I faced in my career, and I had problems with him, but I just knew I had to be ready for it. He threw a lot of fastballs, and me just to be ready. Like I said, I don't hit home runs, so I don't. Luckily, it got out for me, but I was just wanting to go there and have a good at-bat and get on base, and if those guys behind me drive me in, but it ended up going out, so I'll take it.
Right-handed, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like I said, that's my comfortable side. You know, I love hitting right hand. I don't get a chance to do it as much, but when I get those chances, I want to take advantage of them because I have many of them. But today came at the end, and it was a good one.
How much did you enjoy saving a run and obviously hitting the home run too? When you did both things for
him? I definitely saving a run was better for me. You know, I come out here every day try to beat Duvall with throwing guys out. He's still one up on me, but I would rather throw a guy out like that than hit the game winning home run. But I take both of them, so.
Were you trying to beat the record for fastest home run try there?
No, because I was going to get a home run if it landed in play anyway. That's what the goal was, to hit it off the wall and then get inside the park homer. That's why I was running so fast. I mean, I really wasn't thinking about it going out, so I had to get on my horse, but it ended up going out for me.
You had a nice couple games here. Do you feel like you're finding a groove at the plate?
Yeah, I'm getting back to where I was in kind of after the All-Star break, where I'm getting back to seeing the ball with both eyes and not trying to do too much. Like I said, I got to a point where I got in the slump where I was trying to do too much and try to do this instead of going out there and playing a game, being relaxed and having fun. But now I'm to a point where I'm back having fun and just trying to be relaxed. So like I said, I feel way better comfortable at the plate now.
Were you looking for any particular pitch from Hayter?
Yeah, he throws like 95, so he can come with the heater for sure. So, he's one of those guys that loves his fastball, and he has a good one. And I knew we go up there and I asked Cozy before that bat. I said, what to look for? He like looked toward the heater. And then the second pitch came, it was a changeup, and I was like, uh-oh. And then I know he's coming back with the fastball, so I was ready for it.
You've had home runs before, but this is your first walk-off.
Oh, definitely. It felt good. They try to put me in the basket, you know. When somebody gets that first hit or first win or first homer, they try to put them in the basket. And they was like, Billy, get in the basket. And I'm like, no, man, it's all good. So I'm just ready to go home and celebrate now.
What basket?
No, like when you like put you in a basket and they throw like different type of things in. In the shower, soap and basket. Yeah.
The Reds snap a two-game skid. Manager Brian Price spoke after the game.
You know, we had the wind knocked out of our sails a little bit there in the seventh, going from 4-0 to 4-4, and got to right now, you're two outs. Hayter in the ninth has been really good. We haven't seen a ton of him, but when he's pitched against us, he's thrown very, very well. And of all people, you know, Billy Hamilton hitting a home run from the right side with two outs to walk him off. So that was kind of an out of nowhere shot. Not that he doesn't have the power to do it, but you kind of hope he gets on and steals a base and maybe Cozy drives him in. But that was sensational.
The first inning's been kind of a bugaboo all year for Homer. He gets through it today with the play at the plate, and then he really settled down.
Yeah, he was good. He was good, you know. And a play by Billy, I mean, that just gets you going. I mean, the defense has really kind of almost been a segue to the offense at times. You know, with some of the plays we've made in the outfield, the throws, the defense up the middle and at the corners, and what Tucker's done behind the plate with a catch and throw, it's been sensational. It's been really a constant to our ball club. And give chance for Homer to kind of settle in and give us six really good innings.
Your starting pitching has gotten into that sixth and seventh inning now consistently, and that's taking a lot of load off the bullpen. I guess that's kind of what you were hoping for this whole year, for these guys kind of grow up a little bit, right?
Yeah, well, and then we'll start talking about the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning here, and relatively short order, because we're not going to set our goals for 5 to 6 good innings. Trust me, our goal will be to have a starting rotation that takes the load off the bullpen and goes out there, and we're not thinking about bringing in relievers after 5 or 6 innings. So I'll tell you that, that's where we're going, that's where we're headed. And it's just been really nice for this young group of guys to kind of click together at the same time and start to really play good baseball, well-pitched baseball, for a period of time that has been somewhat elusive so far.
And finally, Tucker comes right back, gets in there, gets a big hit for you.
Oh boy, hitting 3-0, drives the ball out to left center. I didn't want to hit for homer. I wouldn't have hit for homer, but we had to at least present it that we would hit for homer there. That was a 2-run game at the time, and he's able to drive that ball out to left center for 2 runs. I mean, that was just a big at bat, and he handled it extremely well. Sometimes in a 3-0 count, if you got the green light to hit, you can try to do too much, and he didn't. He hit the ball where it was pitched and drove it out to left center for a couple big runs.
The series against the Brewers continues on Tuesday. Robert Stevenson on the hill.